Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guest is Neeling Wacker, who's the chairman, CEO of Laserfish. Welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you for having me.
What does Laserfish do?
We provide a document management system to help the organization, to help them run smarter.
And so you take paper documents, convert them into digitally, easy to access, easy to file.
You're right, yes.
We should mention that our guest was the recipient, one of the recipients of the first annual Women's Leadership Awards presented by the Long Beach Business Journal in association with the Women's Leadership Exchange Southern California Conference. And that was a very moving luncheon that I attended where you received your award. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Why did Laserfish choose Long Beach as a city to relocate to?
I think Long Beach is a great location, location. And also, I think it's a very great community. It is has a great colleges, and the weather's wonderful.
And you have several hundred workers at your offices on Long Beach Boulevard.
Just about a couple hundred of them,
yes. Fantastic. Do you do business with the local community and with other cities?
Yes, we do. Our primary business is the local government, and we have local government like Anaheim, City of Anaheim, City of Riverside, locally, Redondo Beach.
And they've asked you to convert their records to digital form.
So they convert themselves. We provide the software. Yes, so they use our software to help them to give them a solution.
And you have over 2,000 cities that use your system.
Yes. More than 2,000.
More than 2,000.
Yes.
And you also work with police departments. And later in our show, we have the chief of the Long Beach Police Department. But you also provide the service to police departments.
Yes, we provide solutions, a Laserfish software solution for the police and all the government officials. Yes.
And does this make the organizations more efficient, the fact that they can access their records more readily?
Absolutely. That is the reason why we put the digital world is really a much more fluid world, because you don't have to worry about a physical body anymore, and you can move many places in the same time. You can have a lot of better tracking, audit trail. You have a better security, and it's like people say, the spirit is much easier to move around than the body, is it?
You know, you're right. I never thought of it that way. So all of this is existing in cyberspace rather than in musty file drawers where you have to look through stuff.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people think, their talk say there are some rich people. They're rich, they have a lot of money, but they don't use them. And that's actually a very poor man. Social information, if you have a lot of information, you don't use it, you really are very, very poor. So the problem is people have so much information in a filing cabinet, in the warehouses, but they can't find them. So what's the good of it?
I know what my desk is like, just in miniature.
Yes.
So I can identify with that. So you can have all this great information, but if you can't access it, it's really worthless.
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah.
Wow.
So next time, before you put them into a box and hide them away, maybe think about it. You know what? Maybe we'll put them into a digital format and store them.
So the success of your business is really a function of your being able to accomplish what you just said, access to information.
That's the key. I think information should be easily, more readily available. The problem is technology is the people having a problem. We normally make things so complex, so it scares all the average people away. I think my goal is to how do you make things easier for people so everybody can, enjoy their fruit rather than only the privileged people have them, so everybody can use it.
Well put. Now, you as you were going through college and then getting your master's, you had to balance your family life and work life and your educational life. And how do you do all that?
I guess, you know, nowadays people say you must be a superwoman. That's not really true. I think, you know, what you do is to organize yourself, you know, put the priority in life. So you really, it is a tough life. You know, you have to do the housework and you have to run a business and you have to go to the schools.
Yes.
It is difficult.
Let's look ahead a little bit because clearly the whole paradigm is shifting towards the internet, towards digital. What do you see happening in the next 5 to 10 years that impact your field?
I think the world is really absolutely go to digital. You know, email is widely accepted. The digital cameras, you know, you don't see too much film anymore. But all those information need to be managed. How do you manage all massive amount of information very effortlessly?
Yeah.
You know, anybody can manage them, but how do you manage effortlessly and be readily available? That's why all the major players now into the marketplace try to find solutions just like we've been doing to say, you know what, yeah, join the bandwagon. We are going to manage the information, manage them effortlessly, elegantly, simply and easily. I think that's the key.
You're virtually poetic in the way you put it.
Well, thank you.
And I know from teaching at the university that students have access to wildly more information than we did when I was in college, but it's selecting from that huge amount of information available on the internet what they need, what they can use, and how to process it.
That's exactly. Now, many years ago, like Linus Pauling, his paper was stored in the Laserfish, you know, in the university. And the way they can do research, people go across the different places can research those documents.
Well, what a pleasure it is to have met you this last month, and thank you for coming on the show. We'll put up the telephone number and website for Laserfish. If any of you have businesses that you think might benefit, you're welcome to give them a call. And congratulations again on your award.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.